Yeah, like I said, I used to live in Australia. I started doing comedy in Australia. Australia was always really good to me. My wife is Australian, and I love my wife a lot. I love my wife so much, I married her 3 times. That's right, I married the same woman 3 separate times. Why? Because when you have Asian parents, you have to get married. In every fucking country you have relatives in. Because Asian parents have to brag, okay? And I know every parent has to brag. I'm not trying to take anything away from anyone. I'm just saying Asian parents also have to brag, and like weddings is how they do it. Like Asian weddings for baby boomers, Asian baby boomers, it was the original Instagram, okay? It is how they catch up, it's how they catch up with everybody. It's how they get the likes. It's how they get a dopamine hit, right? It's how they leave comments. Why so skinny? Why so fat? Why aren't you married? Why don't you have a baby? What's wrong with your balls? They say shit to your face that reviewers on the internet wouldn't say. So we had to get married 3 times. So the first wedding we had in Melbourne, Australia, because my wife is from Melbourne, Australia. Then we got married in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, even though I'm not from Kuala Lumpur, but who gives a fuck what the groom wants, right? Let's just find the nearest landmark in Malaysia everyone can pronounce with the most direct flights. And then we got married in New York for green card purposes. So, so 3 very romantic weddings for the right reasons. Chain migration. And let me tell you something. Let me speak from the heart here for just 1 minute, okay? If you take nothing else away from the show here tonight, please just hear me now, okay? I'm speaking from personal experience here. There are fewer joys you will experience in life than organizing 3 weddings at the same time. Oh my God, it's so much fun and so easy to do. I highly recommend it. In fact, it's so much fun. After you organize 3 weddings, you should just kill yourself immediately. Because it turns out you'll never experience as much joy as you do than when you're trying to organize 3 weddings simultaneously. In fact, the only way you could experience more joy is if you organize those 3 weddings as far away from a physical location as possible. Because you'll find that the enjoyment versus distance graph increases exponentially the further away the weddings are from your physical body. So fun and cheap. So the first wedding in Melbourne, Australia, I'm sending out the wedding invites, right? And I'm going all the way with these things, okay? Not holding back, everything. Gold emboss, lettering with the lace and the hologram. It's like $20 an invite. At this point, it's cheaper to write the invitation on money, okay? You should write the invitation on money and serve cash at the reception. We'll save some money. So I'm sending these things out, and on the back of the invite, my wife is like, you have to put your email address on the back of the invite so my friends can email in their dietary requirements. White people, dietary requirements. Holy fuck. Yo, there's no dietary requirements, okay? Chinese weddings in Malaysia, there's no dietary requirements. Chinese weddings in Malaysia, everyone shows up, we eat, some people die, and then we go home. Makes the race stronger. We're not customizing meals for weak genes. Thousands of years of Chinese weddings. People show up and die, no one complains. No one's ever written a bad Yelp review because they died at a Chinese wedding. Oh, what a tragedy. We collectively accept that as a possibility. Okay, because life is risky. I was expecting the usual, reasonable dietary requirements, right? Gluten allergy, vegan, shellfish allergy, peanut allergy, keeping it reasonable. Oh my God, the shit we got back. Spreadsheets of genetic failures. One after the other, each more pathetic than the last. Excuse me, Ronnie. Excuse me. Excuse me. I can't eat figs.
Excuse me, Ronnie, I can't eat red pepper. The green pepper is fine, but red pepper makes my mouth red. Excuse me, Ronnie, I can't eat fried garlic. Does this have fried garlic? I have to pick the fried garlic out of the bok choy. Excuse me, Ronnie, I can't eat lettuce. The San Choi Bao is wrapped in lettuce. I can't eat it.
From the same person. Yo, dietary requirements is a serious issue, okay? It's a medical condition. It means if you eat this, you could die. It's not a license to tell me what textures you don't enjoy. These motherfuckers trying to influence the menu. Anyway, I had a great time at my wedding. It was awesome.
Watch Ronnie Chang, Asian Comedian Destroys America, only on Netflix.